Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Vetrano.
Bucks and Pacers go at it again tonight. Still do or die, by the way, for your Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis and Damian remain doubtful. 5:30 tip, Bucks, game six, right here on WTMJ.
Brewers are off today. 7-1 winners over the Rays at American Family Field on Wednesday afternoon. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Brewers Senior Vice President and General Manager Matt Arnold.
I'm not Matt.
What up, Matt?
Hi, I'm Matt.
He is on the line with us this morning. Morning, Matt.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, how badly does our team need a day off today? It's been like 2 weeks.
We everybody needs a day off at some point, but, it's not up to us. We got to show up and do our jobs, right?
So what was going through your mind when you saw the benches?
Which time, right? Over the last several days. Which time?
When the umps did it again. No, when the benches cleared again for the third time, what was going through your mind at that moment as you were watching that happen?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think we're undefeated when we clear benches. So, I haven't run the numbers there, but I think our guys, that was your answer.
That is great.
We have a feisty group, you know, and obviously led by Murph and a lot of really competitive players. So it's a really strong group, and it really, you know, these guys are really close, and so they're going to protect each other. And in situations like that, you never want to see those things happen. You never want to see anybody get hurt, of course. But, at the end of the day, it really does bring your team together sometimes.
MLB came down with its suspension, so Abner Uribe gets 6 games, Freddie 5 games. Both those players are appealing those suspensions. Murph has taken his, right? He got 2 games. Why did he get suspended?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's, you know, anytime a pitcher is deemed to have thrown at another hitter, I believe that's required for the manager. And then also, it was deemed to be excessive. Murph and Chris Guccione, their interaction there was deemed to be a little bit excessive there by the league. And, look, those are always judgment decisions. There's two sides to every story. And certainly we always respect, the judgment there by the league. Doesn't mean we always have to agree with it, and certainly don't want to take away any of the passion that Murph brings to the game every day. And so I'm proud of him for sticking up for our players.
Matt, there seemed to be just one call after another for several days in a row where an umpire's call dictated the game in some fashion. Does the team, or do you guys reach out to the league about some of that just to ask to look into it a little bit more or to investigate it at all?
Yeah, definitely. And we had some conversations, and I think maybe that was part of it, honestly, just kind of compounded over the days prior. We had a number of calls that didn't go our way. And look, that's how it goes, you know, and we have to certainly respect that. Doesn't mean we always have to agree with it, but certainly I think there are ways to handle that are professional, and certainly we've tried to go through those channels as well.
Man, we otherwise would have led with another rookie stepping up and having a day, two in a row, in fact, in Tyler Black.
Yeah, I mean, what a cool story and a great kid, you know, and just seeing that, I don't know if you guys saw, his dad was able to call one of his hits.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we saw it. It was epic.
That was really, really neat, you know, and just a neat thing. And he's such a well-respected broadcaster for so many years in Canada. And what a cool moment for his family.
Matt Arnold, hey, before we let you go, Matt, I gotta give you props, man. I went and visited a friend for lunch in Whitefish Bay. We were at Stone Creek earlier this week. And I see a guy get up and come back to his table. And I look up and I'm like, that's Matt Arnold. So I stand up and I say, here's my favorite part. There's two favorite parts. I stand up and I say, Matt, to you. And you immediately pivot and act like you know who I am, which I really appreciated. And which was cool. I just appreciated that you're like, hey, I'll talk to this guy. And here's my other favorite part. I introduced you to my buddy who was sitting there. You guys leave. I sit back down. My buddy finishes his story, whatever we were talking about. And then he goes, hey, who is that guy you just introduced me to? And this is a lifelong Brewers fan who's lived here all his life. And I'm like, dude, that's the GM of the Brewers, Matt Arnold. And he was like, oh, he had no idea who you were.
No, that was awesome, man. I'm glad you said hello. I mean, you know, it's tough in a big crowd. Sometimes you see people and just say hi. And you really, honestly, like it's fun to be able to say hi and spend time with everyone. So I appreciate you saying hello there. I was actually at lunch there with my buddy, who's the assistant GM with the Rays. So always good to catch up with everybody. It was great to see you.
Yeah, man.
I know you didn't introduce your buddy to Eric. I want you to meet my good friend Eric here. He's on the radio.
I was just headed for more coffee. I was just trying to get more coffee and had to get back to the office. No,
appreciate it, Matt.
You saying hi.
All right, my friend. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, guys.
I haven't had a muffin yet, Matt.